It's 7:51, 9 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Welcome to the Mornings with Ed show. As I see people walking on this beautiful day in front of the studio, I wonder, are they listening to the radio show? Are they? And then sometimes, every once in a while, like yesterday, I got the double thumbs up from the lady walking the two dogs. I thought that was pretty awesome. And it may have been it may not have even been toward me. Maybe she was doing it for someone down in the sidewalk I couldn't see. I don't know. In any case, March is Women's History Month. And throughout the month of March, we are honoring women that have made a difference, a huge difference in our lives. And this morning, this is huge. This morning, here's who we're honoring. Her name is Margaret Sanger. Her full name, of course, Margaret Louise Higgins Sanger. An American birth control activist is really the only way that I can put it. She was a sex educator, a writer, and a nurse, and she's the one that popularized the term birth control. Imagine how hard it was being a woman in the turn of the century, the turn of the 20th century, into the 20th century, and those first three decades all the way up until 1930 or whatever. So she coined the term birth control. She opened the first birth control clinic in the United States, and she established several organizations that eventually evolved into the Planned Parenthood Federation of America. Important work. She used her writings and speeches primarily to promote these organizations. She was prosecuted for her book called Family Limitation under the Comstock Act. This happened in 1914. She was afraid of what would happen, so she fled to Great Britain until she knew it was safe to return to the United States. Now, isn't that a shame? Sanger's efforts contributed to several judicial cases that helped legalize contraception here in the United States. And due to her connection with Planned Parenthood, Sanger is a frequent target of criticism by, of course, opponents of abortion. However, she drew sharp distinction between birth control and abortion and was opposed to abortion throughout the bulk of her career. Sanger remains an admired figure here in the United States and in the American reproductive rights movement. She's been criticized for supporting eugenics. In 1916, she opened the first clinic here, as I mentioned, which led to her arrest for distributing information on contraception. You couldn't even distribute information on it back then, man. After an undercover policewoman brought a copy of her pamphlet on family planning, her subsequent trial and appeal generated controversy. Sanger felt that in order for a woman to have more equal footing in society and to lead healthier lives in general, they needed to be able to determine when to bear children. She also wanted to prevent the so-called back alley abortions that were taking place in those days, and they were commonplace for the longest time. She believed that while abortion was sometimes justified, it should generally have been avoided, and she considered contraception the only practical way to avoid them. In 1921, Sanger founded the American Birth Control League, which later became the Planned Parenthood Federation of America. In New York City, she organized the first birth control clinic to be staffed by all female doctors, as well as a clinic in Harlem, which led to an all-African-American advisory council where African-American staff were later added. Important work. In 1929, she formed the National Committee on Federal Legislation for Birth Control, which served as a focal point of her lobbying efforts to legalize contraception here in the United States. And from 1952 to 1959, she served as president of the International Planned Parenthood Federation. She died in 1966 and is widely regarded as founder of the modern day birth control movement. We honor this morning during Women's History Month, Margaret Sanger on the Mornings with Ed show.